Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. Commentary by Friar Valentí Serra from Barcelona, Spain. Just have faith. Today, St. Mark presents us with an avalanche of needy who approach Jesus' Savior seeking comfort and health. Even that day, a man named Jairus, the head of the synagogue, made his way through the crowd to implore the health of his little daughter. "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her that she may get well and live." Who knows if that man knew Jesus by sight from seeing him frequently in the synagogue and finding himself so desperate, decided to invoke his help. In any case, Jesus, grasping the faith of that afflicted father, agreed to his request. Only while going to his house did the news come that the girl had already died and that it was useless to bother him. "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Jesus, realizing the situation, asked Jairus not to be influenced by the pessimistic environment, saying, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." Jesus asked that father for a greater faith, capable of going beyond doubt and fear. Upon arriving at Jairus' house, the Messiah brought the girl back to life with the words, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." We too should have more faith, that faith that does not doubt in the face of life's difficulties and trials, and that knows how to mature in pain through our union with Christ. As Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI suggests in his encyclical Spe Salvi, Saved by Hope, it is not by sidestepping or fleeing from suffering that we are healed, but rather by our capacity for accepting it, maturing through it, and finding meaning through union with Christ, who suffered with infinite love.